In one of his last acts, President Trump issued this. Now, I almost snickered when I read this because he's basically reaching 2 days into Biden's regime and proclaiming January the 22nd as National Sanctity of Human Life Day. This is a very well-written executive order, proclamation on National Sanctity of Human Life Day 2021. National Sanctity, this came out yesterday by the President of the United States, proclamation. This is basically a reminder of why all that we have seen that has transpired in the last year, 14 months or so, why it has occurred. It occurred because the cult of death was being hamstrung and impeded by Don John of Manhattan. And that just wasn't going to fly with the world global cult of death oligarchs, with Satan's oligarchs and his cult of death, and those that are useful idiots to do his bidding. So what to do then? Well, you could try and fight them. Yeah, that hasn't worked. Okay, well, let's just get rid of them. How are we going to do that? You've all seen the election fraud. You're all familiar with it. We talked about this on Friday's show. I don't need to go over this. I will go over this, though. Oh, you got to see this video. The New Yorker, I don't know how they got this video, but the New Yorker magazine's got high-definition video of inside the Senate, the former United States Senate. I don't know what they're going to call it now. The regime Senate building. And they have a bearskin Viking horn man being let in to the Senate. He didn't break the door down. The guard opened the door for him, escorted him down to the bottom of the floor, and then showed him where the ramp was so he could go get in the president of the Senate seat. And then he sheepishly says, "Look, I don't know. I'm not here to help you guys or anything. I'm just here to make sure this is the most sacred of all places here. I'm just here to make sure that you guys don't, I'm trying to remember what the quote was now, you don't disrespect," that's what it was, "you don't disrespect the building or the room or the chamber or whatever the case is." They let him in. He didn't have to break in. He was let in. The door was open for him by someone who obviously was at least dressed as a Capitol Hill cop. He had badges. He had a mask on. He had his mace. He had his club. He had everything. It looked just like the other Capitol Hill police cops. They let him in. And then they filmed this guy and go, "Hey, man, why are you bleeding?" And the dude's like, "I don't know. They shot me with some kind of plastic or rubber bullet or something." And then Viking Horn Man goes and takes the president of the Senate chair, grabs the gavel, and then they all say this, they pretend like they're actual MAGA people, and they say this fake, ridiculous prayer. And look, if you watch the video, I can't play it because it's filled with F-bombs, but if you watch the video on Twitter, and as I said, the New Yorker has it on their site, this doesn't look to me to be handheld iPhone or smartphone video. Maybe it is. I don't know. Because it looks to me pretty good high definition. But it clearly shows. There was no... I think a couple of people had retweeted it when the New Yorker posted the video and went like, "This is the insurrection? This is the deadly takeover of the Capitol? A guy in a bearskin rug with horns?" By the by, when bearskin rug with horns man gets in the Senate, he takes the... You know, every time I see that, the first thing I think of is the Flintstones. I think of Barney and Fred going to the Royal Order of Water Buffalo Club that or a lodge that they were members of, and those goofy fur buffalo skin hats that had the horns on them. That's the first thing I think of. Royal, what is this guy? Is this a real life version? Is he a member of the? I'm not just a member. I'm the founder. I'm not just the president of the Royal Order of Buffalo. I'm also a member. But he was obviously let in. Look at the headlines that we have here today. Oh, by the by, we called this one last week. Somebody said, I don't know if I'm going to the March for Life this year. There ain't going to be a March for Life. We always have a March for Life. You need to stop it. You need to stop being so negative, Nancy. Okay, but they're not going to be a March for Life. Mark it, dude. Richard Barrett said it as well. This was an easy one to call. Headline, March for Life canceled as abortion extremist administration descends on White House. Why does everybody just join me and call it a regime? Just call it what it is. It's a regime. It's being installed. It was illicitly elected. Just be done with it. After 40 years, the annual... maybe that's why the president issued this National Sanctity of Human Life Day, going like, oh yeah, not going to have the march? Wow, watch this. By the by, I read his proclamation from start to finish. It's good. All of those never-Trumper, quote, conservative, close quote, all those never-Trumper, quote, Catholics, close quote, all those never-Trumper, quote, Christians, close quote, read that executive order and tell me why this guy was such a threat. Why were you a never-Trumper? No one has ever gotten anywhere near that wretched Mordor and the Potomac government, and certainly not near the White House and the presidency, and been as friendly and as eager and as committed to defending innocent human life as Don John of Mar-a-Lago. That's a fact. Just read the proclamation. Yeah, he just did that. Okay, he did that for what? What, so on his way out the door, every cult of death member in the world could be reminded that they have to wage a war against Trump International?
So on his way out, he can make some new friends? Please.
Did somebody actually say that? No. He's just trying to make friends, and you will all help him when he gets out, when they're going to arrest him. What a wonderful... peaceful transfer of power, talking about arresting him, talking about finding people like you listening to this show, or me broadcasting this show, finding us and arresting us. Under what charge? What did we do? You had a MAGA sticker on your car. You know what? I might put another one on there now. Somebody asked me to bring back the, what's that? Oh, you gotta let me take a picture of there. Take a picture of it. Take it off and take a picture of it, because it's... Yeah. So, Mrs. O'Connell comes in this morning and goes, I was browsing around on Amazon, and I don't remember hitting the buy button, but apparently I did, because this hat showed up at my door yesterday.
Well, it was strictly research for the show. I was trying to figure out how many companies had purged all Trump and MAGA merchandise. And I realized that Amazon still had it, so I was blousing around.
Yeah, but that's washed gray denim, right? Acid washed gray denim, Trump 2020, make America, or keep America great again, a CAGA cap. But it's the trucker variety because it's got the mesh back. I'm actually kind of jealous. So she's wearing it today. You're going to be marked. If you go to Winn-Dixie today, or if you go to any store today, you are a marked woman. You know what? I might just tag along and just hang back about 20 feet with the video going, just so I can record people looking at you with the Keep America Great Again cap on. All right. Back to the news roundup from the weekend. After 46 years, the annual Washington, D.C., There it is. It's in the chat room. CrusadeChannel.com/chat. March for Life has been canceled, with leaders citing COVID-19 concerns and the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot. Now, this thing has a life of its own now. It is metastasized, and it is bigger. It is the biggest and grandest, most dangerous, most threatening thing that ever happened in Mordor. And then you see Royal Order of the Water Buffalo Man being left or led into the U.S. Senate. Led in and said, okay, man, just don't break anything, but you guys can hang out in here and take pictures if you want, because people like getting pictures. Organizers of America's largest outdoor pro-life demonstration announced Friday that there will be a virtual March for Life on January the 20th. What the hell is a virtual March for Life? And what good is it going to do? People have not conformed their mind to the reality that this is an illegitimate, illegal, and deadly regime that is being installed. They think this is Obama taking the handoff from Bush 43 in 2009, and there's just going to be a little inconvenience and maybe a little tax increase, and maybe somebody's going to yell at you because you're not wearing your mask right, or whatever the case may be. That's, you have a completely misinformed view of what is transpiring. By the by, I saw there was a video that showed dear leader Chairman Mal Biden on Friday giving some, he was speaking to the pool reporters, you know, the usual suspects. And when he was done, they cut his mic, right? And then they got a little table next to the Office of President-elect podium. And that's where dear leader, Chairman Mal Biden, goes. And he's got this notebook that is left on the table. And he goes to pick it up. And he looks at it. And then he stares at it. And then he's lost. He doesn't know where the hell he is. Then he looks around. He mumbles something unintelligible. The pool microphones pick it up. And then he looks around again, looking like totally. the man is completely lost. He does not know where he is. And then apparently someone off stage must have mentioned to him that, hey, Mr. President-elect, come this way. He's just walk towards me, Joe. Walk towards me. And then he finally exits the stage. Probably, I'm going to guess, 6 months before he's declared unfit or he quits or resigns. And then the illegitimate Manchurian whack job takes the regime's power. And then you get to find out really what it's like to live under a true regime. There may be just a little bit of restraint in dear leader Chairman Mal Biden, because he's been one of them for so long. That nutbag that claims to be vice president, though, again, she can't be because she's not eligible. She can't be president. She's ineligible.